Conclusion. I will end my speech by sharing an incident. The victory in Mecca was the last chance to destroy the enemy's power. But observe the love and kindness that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed them. Abraham Lincoln is a well-known figure in Western history. During his time, a war was fought between two groups, one in favor of slavery and the other against it. Lincoln was among the abolitionists. It is said that when the South lost the war, he approached them with humility. Even as the outcome was being determined, he was praying. When his army suggested they visit the conquered party with a marching band, he declined and said that such a pompous display would cause them distress. This was one of Lincoln's exceptional traits. However, he never personally suffered torture at the hands of his opponents. On the other hand, when the Holy Prophet ﷺ entered Mecca with his army, it was owing to the treacherous actions of his enemies who had mistreated Muslims and caused harm to him and his followers for nearly a quarter of a century. However, when the Holy Prophet ﷺ approached the outskirts of Mecca, he gathered his leaders and declared, "Enter the city without me and do not harm anyone." As he saw the city and realized that the residents of Mecca did not plan to fight, he fell down in prayer. It is said that Lincoln also prayed while he proceeded, but his situation is not comparable to the Holy Prophet's. He did not experience even a fraction of the cruelty inflicted on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Despite this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed mercy to his enemies and prevented bloodshed. Four Muslim regiments entered Mecca, but the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not join any of them. Instead, he entered alone, avoiding any grandeur, and prayed at the Kaaba. He then declared, "Anyone who stays in their home will be granted amnesty." Non-Muslim residents of Mecca, who had tried to assassinate the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 13 years and continued to plot against him for another 7 years after he moved 200 miles away, came to see him. They were asked how they wanted to be treated, even though their punishment could have been severe. They asked to be treated like the brothers of Prophet Joseph alayhi salam, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "La tathriba alaykum al-yawm." Footnote: Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 93. "No blame shall lie on you this day." Commentary of Muwahhibul Dunya, volume 2, page 302, Azariya Press, Egypt. End of footnote. Meaning you are forgiven and free of any charges. This was a conclusion to the war between the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his long-standing enemies. People who allege that Islam was spread through the sword should listen. If anyone exemplified clemency in response to the sword, it was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If anyone repaid a lifetime of abuse and cruelty with forgiveness, it was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is my hope that in the future, even his opponents will celebrate the greatness and holiness of his character rather than object to it. Let us pray for an end to conflicts and work towards peace by promoting brotherhood and respecting each other's rights rather than denying them. Al-Fazl, December 5th to 8th, 1944, Qadian.